Well, there are a few bands that swing by from time to time that we just can't miss in Studio 82, and we absolutely love Scars on 45 here at 107.1. So I'm very happy to welcome into Studio 82, Scars on 45. Ooh, welcome back.
Hi.
Hooray.
It's a Scars party.
It is a Scars party. The last time we held the party at the Ark, which was a little different.
We did. That was fantastic day. We loved that.
That was your first time playing the Ark, and now tonight you're actually playing
again,
the Ark.
Yeah. Such a good venue.
It's my favorite place in the world. It'll be nice to see how many seats we can fill, because that one was a you had to win your way in kind of thing. This one people can actually buy tickets for and come tonight.
We're looking forward to it. This is one of our favorite places, so coming back again. And
I'm gonna go to my favorite shop when I get into the town.
All right.
Clothes shop. You know what I'm like with my clothes shopping.
We do know that.
Yeah.
We've learned a thing or two about you, Amy. One is to be afraid of you. No, I'm just kidding.
They're all shooting before I get there, aren't they?
Well, let's start with a song, get people to remember why we love you so much. What song would we like to start with?
We're going to play our new single, and this one's Crazy For You.
All right. Scars on 45 in Studio A2.
Thank you.
That's a song I wrote about how I feel about the band Scars on 45.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, I love you guys. We're in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor with Scars on 45, where you can see tonight at the Arc, 7:30 doors, 8 o'clock show. And I highly, highly encourage you to do so because, well, we've seen them live before and we love them. So the thing that amazes me, and it's something that people probably forget about because, you know, you've been traveling for a few years and promoting previous albums and singles, yeah, is that both Danny and Amy didn't go into life thinking, I want a music career. I mean, Amy, what I remember is that you weren't even, your family never even heard you sing before.
I know, yeah.
Just kind of like singing along because Danny was over, vice versa, and you were singing along to a Cure song.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
All of a sudden it was like, hey, wait, this sounds great.
And yeah, we kind of, to be honest, I think coming from the area that we come from, Bradford in England, the thought of kind of, if you were to, there's a lot of bands around Bradford, but if you were to kind of speak to your friends and when you were younger and say, so what are you going to do when you leave school or leave university? If you're going to say, well, I'm going to be a musician in a band, they kind of like go, what?
Laugh at you.
They laugh at you. You know, it's kind of one of them things where it's not really, it's just, it's a pipe dream really. So we all kind of like did different things and, you know, obviously I played soccer and we all had different jobs and really just kind of went through that whole process of just having, you know, odd jobs and doing the band in our spare time. And the thought of doing this never really even, we always were a really ambitious group of people, but the thought of doing this never crossed our minds. So every day we kind of like still can't believe that we're doing this, do you know what I mean? So,
but the thing is, you're so good at it. The kind of songs you write are just perfect.
I'll give you that $50 after the interview.
No. The perfect pop songs. I mean, they're all sing-alongable. Everything you write is like, how do you even recognize when one's better than the other? Can you as a songwriter?
Well, do you know what? I think for me personally, and I think I speak on behalf of everybody, it's we're just a song band and we always have been. It's not like, and I say this at gigs, if you ever have the misfortune of travelling around in our van with us, you'll realise that it's the most eclectic taste of music you'll ever, you know, ever likely to hear. We don't listen to any, you know, it's not like we listen to kind of like obscure Bob Dylan B-sides for an entire gen. It's like we listen to pop music, we listen to kind of dance music, we listen to rock music, we every type of music. So, and I think that's held us in good stead because it's not like when we record an album or, you know, especially this new album, it's not a case of kind of, there's not like a kind of theme going through the album. It's just like whatever the best songs are, that's what's going on the album, and that's it for us.
We've got about 35 songs, haven't we, to choose?
Yeah, we had a lot of songs for this album, and
about 25 of them were rubbish.
No, they couldn't have been.
Well, it's one of them things where you the more songs that you've got, it was the kind of over a period of time, it was like this, it was over for like about a year. And then towards the end, you start off going, wow, we've got 35 songs. We've got 32. We've got 28. It just narrows itself down.
Who narrows them down, though? Do you as a band kind of vote them out?
I think you just go through different times because
we did a few shows at home and, you know, you want to try them out.
Sure.
With your friends and family, don't you? So, like, they'll tell you what the favourites are. And it's like, really? Like, some of them are completely different to what we choose. But then when you listen to them over and over again, that's how you get to choose which is going to work.
Yeah, and I think it gets to a point where, you know, your favorite song is always the newest song. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It always is. And I think after a while, after you know, a few months or whatever, it gradually realize, you know, the ones that have stood the test of time and the ones which
the ones that likes.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to play those for years to come, too.
Course.
That's the thing. Like, crazy for you. I hope you like it, because you're going to be playing it.
Yeah,
for
we
years.
Like that song. And, I think we finally got to a point now where the songs that are on this album are kind of our favourite from the big bunch that were written. So we're just looking forward to getting out there again. I mean, we've just started, and it's kind of getting the juices flowing again, and we're really enjoying doing what we're doing, you know, so.
I got this crazy idea in my head that the album is due out this month, and I don't know where that came from, but apparently October.
Well, it definitely didn't come from us.
Well, do you know what? I think what it was is, for those, we kind of lost our deal with Atlantic.
And I wanted to ask about that too, but let's, one question at
a time. Okay, well, I think we set up a pledge campaign, yeah, because at the time, I mean, the end of last year was very kind of, wow, what are we going to do? We didn't really know. We don't have a label. And it was kind of like suggested by our manager that we do around Christmas time that we set up a pledge campaign where people could kind of pre-order the album, and it would give us the money to kind of like finish the album. And we were a little bit skeptical as to how well that was going to go. It sounded like a weird concept to us, and it was amazing. You know, it really, people, the support that we got was incredible, and it really did give us, it enabled us to finish the album. And then in February, we really just gambled. It was a case of, we'd not been on tour for a while, and we just, the money that we had left from the pledge thing, or the money from the, we just said to ourselves, well, should we just book an acoustic tour and we'll just go out and see what happens, see if people still remember us. And it was just unbelievable. Like, it was almost like we'd never gone. And that, you know, being in the US and touring and being relevant again and visiting people like yourself and, you know, kind of doing this kind of thing off our own back with no single out or no album, that really kind of got people's attention again. And that's really why we just signed to a new deal with Network. And it was, I think that's, if we weren't assigned to Network, then the album probably would have been out in July. Do you know what I mean? But now Network have signed us, it's just got to be put back, and things have, you know, got to be put in place and that kind of stuff.
That makes sense.
But I mean, we've explained everything to our fans, and I mean, the fans have, you know, people like yourself and the fans are the main reasons why we continue to do this, because you guys have been so supportive, and so has everyone who's come to watch the gigs. It's amazing, really.
Well, I'd love to talk more about that, but I want more music too.
Okay.
And then Danny can actually talk for the whole entire radio show if you want to.
If you want me to talk for the rest of the day, I'm more than happy.
He's got a good radio voice, but you probably can't understand most of the words that he's saying.
107.1.
Perfect. That wasn't me. What song are we doing next?
We'll do a song called Golden.
Golden?
Yeah.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1 with Scars on 45. That's a track called Golden. If you can find the Sun, the Moon, and the Truth EP, you can find that song. I don't know if this is going to be available at the show or not.
It is,
it's on sale tonight.
Still available. Okay, so that song may or may not be on the forthcoming full-length record, too. That would be a question.
Yeah, I mean, we made that EP for the tour before we knew we were signed.
So we don't know if that's going to end up on the record or not.
It is on the
album. There's five songs on there, and I think only two of them.
Yeah, we've put two of them on the album, and there's probably 11 songs on the new album. So
there's some nice singles on that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I already have it, so I can tell people how much I love it. So just briefly back to the other issue. I'm curious, as a fan and as a listener, how I'm kind of baffled by this. You had success with your debut album. You had two pretty big singles in our format. TV placements, Amazon and me both put you in top 10 albums of 2012. But your label didn't hold on to you. What do they want?
it's just the state, you know. It's kind of, for us as a band, and I don't want to, I'm not going to, I'll never bag on Atlantic, because it's kind of like,
you can't.
They really did take us from kind of nothing and enable us to do this. So we're all completely grateful. And everyone at Atlantic was lovely and so super sweet. But it's just the nature of the business, you know. It's just kind of been on a major label, and we either had to, you know, they either wanted us to be...
to compete with Bruno Mars.
You know, we had to either be, you know, all joking aside, we either had to be as big as Bruno Mars, or it kind of like was just, it's all or nothing, really. And so we kind of like, it just dragged on a long time, and we were trying to give them the single and give them the songs that they believed that were going to be like worldwide smashes. And it's, when you're under that pressure, it just kind of like, it's, you know, you're not sure what's going to happen, and you just flying all around the US trying to give them that song. And it just kind of got to a point where it was going on too long, and our manager, Steve, was just like, well, you know, we really have to kind of like draw a line under this, because it's going to hurt us as a band if we continue to, you know, be absent from, you know, for God knows how long. So we left Atlantic, and it was a really difficult time last year, to be honest. We didn't really know what was going to happen, and to be honest, the pledge thing turned that all around. It really did. It really did. Because it gave us kind of to see the reaction, and to see that people still remembered us and still wanted to kind of like hear new music from us. It was like, wow, well, we do have something to give. You know, it's you know, we got kind of took into that whole industry thing for like 3 years, and it was like a whirlwind. It really was. And now, you know, we've signed with Network, and we've, from people that we've spoken to, it's just, so far, it's just been such a wonderful experience. They kind of seem to be really, everyone that we've spoken to and talked about Network have just said, perfect label for you.
Yeah,
so
I agree, actually.
We're ready to work again, you know. We're really, really excited to be able to get out there and do what we did the first time around again.
Is it frustrating to have songs that you wrote a while back not be released yet in today's day and age, where it's kind of an instant gratification kind of time of the music industry, where you could put it out tomorrow if you really wanted to, if you weren't.
Yeah,
you,
I mean,
control.
I think there's so many things that can wind you up and get make you frustrated. But I mean, I think we're getting a little bit older, but we've realised from the not short period, you know, we've been doing it for quite a while now, but I think we've all realised that we can only be in control of what we can be in control of, and everything else, it's like you've really got to just accept that other people have got a role to play as well. And in the beginning, we were very much like, well, we need to be in control of everything. You just can't do it. You know, you can't do it. You've got to just trust other people. And Network certainly seems like the label where we can trust them. We've got a lot of faith in them, yeah.
Excellent. Well, the show is tonight, 7:30 door time. I'll mention that again, 8 o'clock showtime. Is there an opening act?
There is. We've got
adopted a new guitarist.
We've got a new guitarist with us for this tour called Austin.
He's American.
He's American, yeah.
So you'll understand him.
And he's got a band called Broken Anchor. At the moment, it's just Austin playing with Broken Anchor. He's kind of like a one-man band at the moment, but he's fantastic. So anyone should come get down early and check him out. He's really, really good. Really good.
All right. One more from Scarzone 45 in Studio A2. What would we like to close with?
We're going to do a song called Higher and Higher.
All right. Scarzone 45 in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on 107.1.
day by day. Can't find a reason for the mess I've made. I believed that I could find my way. Living without you.
Could get any better is to hear that at the Ark with a room full of people.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that tonight. Stars on 45 in Studio A2.
Thank you very much.
Brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Higher and Higher. Another one from the forthcoming album.
That's right, yeah,
which
yeah.
Has a title or doesn't have a title yet?
It's called Safety in Numbers.
Safety in Numbers, excellent. And the number apparently is only 11.
11, yeah, yeah.
Not 35.
Yeah. Can I just say thank you so much to you guys? It's this is one of the first stations that we came and did a live acoustic session for years and years ago. Yes. And you guys have just been amazing ever since, doing the Sonic Lunch and everything, and you've just shown us so much support, so we really, really do appreciate it, and I hope you know that. Thank you so much.
You are quite welcome. Danny, Amy, David, Chris, thank you so much for being here with us. Look forward to seeing you guys
tonight. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Back to music in just a couple minutes on 107.1.